Hi, and welcome to the Fab Five Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff. On today's episode, I'm joined by Lauren and Sam. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey. It's a party. People are here.
I can't believe they left us alone.
Be kind to us. We are short-staffed tonight. Hey, does everybody know that today is Free Cone Day at Dairy Queen?
Yes.
Oh, this was... So, my girls used to work at Dairy Queen for like 4 years. They hated Free Cone Day.
Yeah. It was a, to put it kindly, a poop show today. Mm-hmm. Because our Dairy Queen sits in the middle of the middle school and the high school. So, like...
Oh, gosh.
And when I mean, like, across the street, like, the schools are essentially across the street. So, yeah. So, for the entire... like
poor people.
Every single kid from middle school and high school walked to Dairy Queen after school today.
I feel like that makes perfect sense.
Yep. So, hey, yeah. My train of thought was short staffed Dairy Queen. We're short staffed, so be
They're
kind
also.
To us. Tip us well, please. We're working very hard tonight. Anyway,
I love that you said we're working really hard tonight.
Wait, the funny thing is all we see is Sam's eyes because she's laying in her bed podcasting.
Hey. I almost did that, but I was like, I'm going to fall asleep if I do.
Oh,
that,
I would have not made it through the second show. I would have been like asleep.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
but
this
it's
is
only
show number
6
one.
O'clock here.
Yeah,
it's almost
not
bedtime here.
We're closing
the sun
in
is
on
still
bedtime.
Shining.
Yeah, not here.
No, our sun is still well. The sun's down, but it's still light out.
Yeah,
like you know,
we're getting there. We're getting there. We might get snow on Saturday morning though. So
what?
Spring
Am
is
I
not here
oh,
yet.
Oh my!
Probably not.
Oh good.
Yeah, I
I'm
think
not.
That's just up here. So anyway,
I'm done with winter. It's spring.
Same.
I didn't sign up for a spring snowstorm.
Happy spring, everyone. Hopefully you got your free ice cream cone today. I did not, but I wasn't standing in line for that.
Nobody alerted me to the fact since the girls aren't working there anymore.
Yeah. That's all right. My son got extra cones for all of you. So.
Well, that was good. That was bonus.
Anyway, so we kind of have a fun show for tonight. We thought we would do a fun make-believe what your ideal 24 hours in Disney would be. And, you know, like Sam and I might have to fudge this a little because we would definitely sleep in, go to the pool, eat multiple meals, not set foot in the park. So, so this is going to be like,
if we don't go all the time.
Yeah. If you don't go all the time and let's say like you're in Florida for work or like, you know, your kids were at Pop Warner or whatever, and you had 24 hours where you could just do whatever you wanted to in Disney. And we didn't put a budget on it, but we kept it reasonable. No VIP tours, no Victoria and Albert's. Like we're going to keep
Wait
it somewhat.
Sec. That's going to ruin my thing then.
You're going to Victoria and Albert's when you have 24 hours?
No, she was doing the VIP tour.
Oh, no. That's cheating. We have to have some rules. Like we have to have a little bit of rules.
Fine. Okay.
So, all right. So,
rule followers.
Mean.
I know, I'm such a rule follower. So I think what we should do, instead of just having like one person do their entire day, let's do it like in segments. So let's do first. Okay, so it's 24 hours. Let's pretend that we landed. Let's say it's 10 a.m. Everyone's there. It's 10 a.m. Let's do everybody's morning. Like, what are you guys doing first? So like, Lauren, you go first. Like, you just landed. You dropped your bags. We'll talk about where we're staying later at night when we go back to the room.
So my plan doesn't work if we don't get there till 10.
Okay.
I need to get there at 8.
Okay. All right. Lauren is there at 8.
My day will not work unless I'm there at 8 o'clock.
Okay. So Lauren was already in Florida visiting her child.
There you go.
So she left there. And she is now arriving at Disney at 8. And I guess Sam and I are now arriving at 8 as well because Lauren can't do this by herself.
Yeah,
so.
I took a 5 o'clock flight, so I'm there at 8.
There we go. See? Play along, guys.
All right. So let's do 8 to noon. Lauren, what's your first 4 hours, 8 to noon?
Okay, so my first 4 hours, I'm going to check in at Riviera Resort.
Okay. Because well, there goes that. Cool. Okay.
You know, awesome. Like if I only have one day, that's where I'm staying.
Okay.
And then I'm going to just run upstairs and have a little breakfast at Topolino's and play with some characters, you know, get ready for the day, get some fortification.
Okay.
Okay.
And then after breakfast, I'm going to take the Skyliner over to Hollywood Studios, where I'm going to have a Genie Plus for Slinky Dog.
Okay.
I knew you were going to say Slinky.
I'm gonna
and somehow you managed to get that for before noon.
I did.
Yeah, okay. Right?
Because I am a very good Genie Plusser.
All right. It's magic. Okay.
Listen, it's a magic day.
Okay.
So I'm going to do my Slinky Dog ride. I'm going to go into Oga's because I also scored an Oga's Cantina reservation.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to go get a drink in Oga's Cantina. And then I am going to, for the afternoon, I'm going to head over to Epcot. And I'm taking the boat because it's not the fastest way, but that's the way I'm going.
Okay.
So, but that's my morning.
Okay, that's your morning. Okay, excellent. Sam, what's your morning? Mine looks nothing like that, so I don't know if we should all go together or not, because that's not
all what
I'm doing.
I actually think we should do a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're all going to have different days.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do the four park challenge in my day because I bought a park hopper ticket for my one day at Walt Disney World.
Good. I did too. I'm doing all four parks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I'm going to start at Animal Kingdom and got a Genie Plus for Expedition Everest. And then I bought a Lightning Lane for Flight of Passage, an individual Lightning Lane.
Naturally. Okay. There's no other kind.
I had a granola bar for breakfast because I didn't have time to stop.
See, that's why I got in at 8.
I got here at 8.
Yeah.
I'm rope dropping.
Oh, God. No, you're not.
Yeah. Yeah. I've only got one day. So then I'm going to leave there after I ride those two rides. And I am going to go over to Hollywood Studios via the Disney buses. And I'm going to go to the Hollywood Brown Derby for lunch. And have a Cobb salad and a margarita flight. I'm not going to ride any rides there. And that is my 8 to noon.
Okay. Mine is somewhat similar to Sam's 8 to noon. I am also going to Animal Kingdom first because Animal Kingdom number one is the best early morning park and is usually the one that opens up first. And it gets super duper hot. So I want to cross Animal Kingdom. So I'm assuming we're doing this like April, May. Like it's coming up. We're planning for it. It's happening in the next couple of months. So it's going to be hot. So I am also going to go to Animal Kingdom first. I also bought an individual Lightning Lane for Flight of Passage. And if, let's see. So yeah, so I'm going to do that and I'm going to walk around. And my favorite thing to get for breakfast, I'm going to go to Starbucks and I'm going to get a coffee. You didn't say Starbucks and you know you need your coffee. So
I got at the airport.
I'm going to Starbucks. Got at the airport. I flew in the night before. I was staying with Lauren's daughter. So, so I ride Flight of Passage. After I get my Starbucks, I'm getting egg bites. You know, just to hold me over. And then I'm gonna just wander around Animal Kingdom for a little bit. And I'm just killing time, which is crazy because it's a 24-hour day. But I want my super early lunch to be a Satouli Canteen. So that's what I'm going to get. I am not going to go to a sit-down restaurant. I'm going to have my little rice bowl from Satouli Canteen at like as soon as they open, like 10:30, 11. And that's going to be like my brunch. So like rice and protein and vegetables so I can fuel myself up. And as soon as I'm done with that, I'm leaving. And I'm not taking a bus because I don't have time to wait for buses. I'm taking a minivan. And I am also going over to Hollywood Studios because that's when I did not get a super early morning Slinky Dog. Mine happens at like 12:31. So I'm going to go over. I'm going to take a minivan to Slinky Dog, to Hollywood Studios to ride Slinky Dog. That is the only thing I'm doing in that park. And I'm getting the heck out of there because I just want to do one ride at least in every single park. So I'm I'm doing Slinky Dog and then I'm out. So I've got two parks crossed off before 1 p.m.
Okay. Oh, I should probably say I will do a ride too in Hollywood Studios because you have to do a ride when you do the park challenge.
Or an attraction. You can see a show. Like you can go in and see Muppets.
I ain't seeing no show. Nah. I'm going to do Tower of Terror.
Okay.
Because I got a Genie Plus for it.
There you go.
Naturally.
Okay. Back to Lauren. Now let's do 1, 2, let's say like 6 or 7 dinner time. So we'll do like in between lunch and dinner.
Is it okay if I just finish? Because I don't have much after 6, 7 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
And you're going back to Riviera, right? So you're staying at Riviera. We already know where you're staying. You're ending your night at Riviera. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, go ahead.
Okay. So I'm taking that boat over to Epcot. I am going to have purchased an individual lightning lane for Guardians, and I'm going to ride that right away. And then I'm going to go and pick around the world for lunch.
Yeah, because it's Flower and Garden right now in our makeup fantasy scenario. Yep.
So I'm going to go pick around the world for lunch, have a couple little noshies, and then I'm going to exit the back entrance of Epcot and go over to Beach Club. And I'm going to hop on a bus to Animal Kingdom, where I will have a individual lightning lane for Flight of Passage and a genie for Everest. I will go in, I will ride those two things back to back, and I will get out of Animal Kingdom. I'm going to take the bus over to the Contemporary, where I'm going to have an early dinner at Steakhouse 71 with a nice little wedge salad. And then after dinner, I'm going to head over. I'm going to walk over to Magic Kingdom. I'm going to ride People Mover.
Fair.
And I'm going to ride Tron. And I'm going to ride Big Thunder Mountain.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I'm going to finish the night watching Happily Ever After.
Lauren's going to park it and cry.
Because that is the end of a perfect day, is Happily Ever After.
Mm-hmm. So, I like that. I like it.
That's my day.
And then are you taking a bus back to Riviera?
I will take a bus back to Riviera after the park clears.
So you'll do a little shopping before that. So you
I'll
don't
sit
have to
on
get
a
in the crowd.
Bench and just watch the crowds, and then I'll venture out. Or I'll walk back to Contemporary and take an Uber.
Yeah, I like that.
Sam, you're next.
Okay. So after I have my lunch at Hollywood Studios and my one ride of Tower of Terror, I'm going to take the Skyliner over to Epcot because I prefer the Skyliner over all other transportation. And I am going to do individual lightning lane for Guardians. And then I got a Genie Plus for Frozen just because I like that ride.
Mm-hmm. It's fair.
And then I'm going to snack myself around the world, get snackies, possibly a drink, spend some time there. Then I'm going to take the monorail over to Magic Kingdom, and I am going to do a individual lightning lane for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and then I'm going to ride Space Mountain and Pirates, and then I'm going to do the fireworks cruise.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be bougie and do a fireworks cruise and enjoy myself.
That's
not in
okay.
the crowds.
I don't think that's against the rules.
And watch reasonable. Happily Ever After. And then after that, I'm going to go over to the Enchanted Rose in Grand Floridian, have me a little espresso martini, relax, and then I'm going to check in at the Polynesian Resort in my club level theme park room.
You're checking into club level after the lounge is closed. I love that.
Because then I'll still be there for the next day. It's fine.
Okay.
You kill me.
Mine is actually like really, really similar to yours. I am also getting on the Skyliner to leave Hollywood Studios because the Skyliner is the superior form of transportation.
I knew you two were going to say that.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
We have totally taken that disagreement to another level.
Oh, yes. For sure.
Skyliner is superior.
Way superior. So I'm doing that. And then for my rides, before I do anything, because I'm not hungry yet, I am going to also get a Genie Plus for Frozen, because I definitely want to ride Frozen. And then I may not do another ride. It depends on timing and how much food I want to eat and drinks, because Flower and Garden is my favorite festival. So I'm going to take my time going around and like limiting myself and like spreading it out a little bit. So I might do Spaceship Earth. I might do the Three Caballeros ride. Like, you know, I spend more time in Epcot than I will in Magic Kingdom, for sure.
So you're basically just going to go wherever there's a low wait
time.
Yes,
for sure. Yeah, yeah. Because I definitely want to use my Genie Plus when I get to Magic Kingdom so I can go on Big Thunder as well. Because that's one of my, like, always go-tos in Magic Kingdom. So I definitely want to do that. And I was going to watch the fireworks. So the problem is I don't like crowds and people. So I might hop on the fireworks cruise with Sam because that way I can still see it and not have to deal with the crowds. I don't have to be right in front of the castle. That doesn't bother me. So I'm either watching
it. I like to be right in front of the castle.
Yeah, I don't. So I'm either going to be behind the castle, just watching the fireworks.
Oh, I don't hate behind the castle. I like behind the castle.
Yeah. Behind the castle is great because you always have space. And I like to sit on the little, like, concrete benches that are under the arches where it used to be the princess meet and greet area. So I like sitting right there because you can actually have a seat to watch the fireworks. So I'm either doing that or I'm getting on the fireworks cruise. I am not going to Enchanted Rose because, oh, did I eat dinner? I didn't eat dinner. But you know what? I'm not a really big dinner person if I've been eating all day. So what I'm probably doing instead is going to, I'm staying at the Contemporary, by the way, so I can walk home because I am not waiting for any crowds or buses or anything. So I'm at Contemporary and I'm probably just going to mobile order myself something from Steakhouse 71 when I get there.
You can't
if I'm
go
still
wrong
hungry
with Steakhouse.
At night. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. I like it.
So, I actually think that sounds like a pretty good day, though. All of us.
Yeah. I will say this. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
We've had days like that before, and you really need the next day to kind of chill. So I'm going to throw a little curveball because we didn't talk about this, but I feel like we did our 24 hours, but let's say we sleep in. For Lauren, that means 6:45. For Sam, that's probably like 10:30. And so our flights aren't until, like, let's say 5 to make Lauren comfortable. We'll say 5. So we've slept in. We're going to check out at 11, but it's a Saturday morning that we're checking out. So we can go to brunch before we go to the airport. And we have to go to brunch at Disney Springs because it's the one place that we didn't go to
That's
the
fair.
Day before. So if you have one brunch in Disney Springs on the day that we're leaving, which brunch are you going to? And
can
why?
I go to 2?
No, why?
Nope. Nope, you cannot go to 2. I have to keep some rules for this because why would you eat 2 brunches in one
really
day?
Good.
That's
you
fine. You
one,
have to
Lauren.
Pick one. You
fine.
Get one
I'm going
brunch.
To Wine Bar George and getting burrata.
Me too.
Mm. All right, I'm going to Chef Arts.
Now, do we have to go to Disney Springs?
Yes, that's the rule. Yes,
but
because we
see,
didn't.
I'm saying club level.
Nope.
So I was going to park it in club level all day because you have access to the club level lounge until midnight of your checkout date.
Yes, but your flight is at 5, so that doesn't apply
but
to
I'm
you
I'm still
going to
park
scenario.
It in the club lounge until I leave for my flight
Sam's
at
in the club
3:30.
Lounge eating Ohana
that's
noodles.
Fine. Sam, we all know you're still going to brunch with us anyway.
And then I'm going back to the lounge.
That's fine. You're allowed to go back to the lounge, but you have to pick one brunch
Wine Bar George.
And so I'm going to do Chef Arts only because I did not have club level. And
rookie mistake.
On a travel.
She's not wrong.
It's not a rookie mistake because I wasn't in the resort at all during the day. I saved myself
she's
money.
She's not wrong either.
Hey, yeah, like, you didn't say we had a budget though, so
no, we don't. We don't have a budget.
That's why I'm
but,
at Riviera.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in Contemporary. I actually, I'm not theme park view because I actually prefer the lake view rooms anyway because I think they're more calm and peaceful. And I saw the fireworks anyway from the fireworks cruise boat, so I'm fine. I don't need theme park
Save
view.
A little money.
But I'm going to Chef Arts because I'm probably not going to eat again until after I land. So I need something hearty and filling.
Fair.
And not that Wine Bar George isn't, but that's like, if I go there, I'm probably getting like avocado toast and charcuterie board to split with you guys. And I'll still want to have dinner that night. But at Chef Arts, you can eat there once and be done for the whole
you
day.
You might be done for a couple days.
I know. Yep. Get some chicken and waffles or
no,
like
hungry.
One of their breakfast sandwiches.
I feel like I'm hungry after we podcast every time.
I know, because we talk about food a lot.
We do.
Well, that's why I wanted to end it on like a food note. And I also want to include Disney Springs, because let's be honest, if you have 24 hours, you're not wasting any time in Disney Springs. But there's still lots of good stuff to do there. So I want to throw it in fair. As a bonus.
I like it.
I like it.
All right. Cool. So what airline? No, I'm just kidding.
We're not flying a Boeing 737. No. Although my next three flights... Boeing 737s on United. I was like, after, because I got an email from them, and it was like a, hey, we're working on that maintenance thing type of an email. And I was like,
You're like, moving my seat to the aisle
seat.
Hey, Lauren, right,
make sure you keep that seatbelt on at all times.
Lauren's an aisle girl anyway, though. Yep. She's fine. Sam, you're the one we're worried about.
Not since
you and I
that
are
whole
girls.
Like side of that plane flew off. I haven't sat in a window seat since.
Are you kidding me?
My kids haven't either. My kids keep booking aisle seats now.
Oh my God. I'm going to book the window seat, because if that's how I go, that's how I
you
go.
You
want to like,
buy out of like, the freaking airplane?
I'm sorry, but out
I
of
feel
the
like I wouldn't fit through the window. I think it would be okay.
The 10 million people like, who are going to fly, who flew last year and didn't get sucked out of a window, like, I'll take my chances. I'm good.
Oh, Lord. I will keep my belt on at all times now,
okay,
though.
It's really not funny. It's scary, but...
It is scary. It's not funny, but...
But I feel like since we're getting on a plane in a couple weeks, we probably need to just make light of it and laugh a little bit, because otherwise we're not getting on that plane.
True. Well, not only that, but we're going to be in California during the eclipse, which is scary.
100%.
I've been hearing all these things. I'm like... earthquakes, all this stuff. I'm like, oh, so let's go to California.
Whose idea
Earthquake
was this?
Central.
Thanks, Jess.
My child is going on his sixth grade class trip, and they leave that day, the day of the eclipse. And I was like, you know, I bought glasses because I'm like, oh, middle school boys are all going to be like, look at the sun, look at the sun. And I was like, I've already had this conversation. Like, this is not a joke. Like, I am so nervous about this, so I don't even want to think about this right now, but he has glasses.
Even our area, which isn't really in the line, is like 91%, I think they said.
Right. We're still a lot, too. Like, we're outside the belts, and we're going to get somewhere a little over half, I think, but it's still enough that, like, if you're a child, you're going to want to look at it. So, and when you're all together with 100 other kids.
Yeah, well, where I live, we are 100% in the path of totality, and they have canceled school that day. All of our hotels are sold out. Like, it's insane. People are renting out their yards. Yeah, I was like, peace out, Girl Scout. I am not staying here for that nonsense. No way, Jose.
Well, all of this is to say we will have a great Disneyland episode coming up in about a month. So.
God willing.
And we're trying out, different hotels, aren't we, Lauren?
We are. We're at one we haven't stayed at before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Vanessa's meeting you guys right?
No, she had to
cancel.
Going too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just Sammy and
I. That stinks. Yeah. Carrie has got big stuff happening at home, and I got the kids stuff, so I can't wait to hear. I'm jealous because I love at least a yearly Disneyland
trip. And it's Food and Wine Festival in California Adventure.
I love Food and Wine there. I'm excited.
I've never been in the spring before, so I am a little jealous of that.
I love it.
We'll post lots of food pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Now I am there. All right. Well, I think I am going to end this here before we go off on any more solar tangents.
Wise.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. You can find our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Please follow and like Fab 5 Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Stay classy, and thanks for stopping by.